This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Pro-Palestine protests at the University of Texas turned into a confrontation with state troopers. Chris Fox is in Austin.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordering the state police to move in on the pro-Palestine protesters. He took to social media saying arrests will continue until the crowd disperses. Abbott adding students joining the hate-filled anti-Semitic protests at any public college or university in Texas should be expelled. It got physical when the massive presence of state troopers in riot gear and shields forced protesters from the South Campus lawn. Students chanting, "You don't scare us."
Bowie High School in Arlington was placed on lockdown Wednesday afternoon after an on-campus shooting that took place outside the school. Arlington PD and the Arlington ISD held a joint press conference Wednesday evening and confirmed an unidentified 18-year-old student was fatally shot and a 17-year-old student is in custody. No other details were immediately available. Classes at Bowie are canceled today. The Paris City Council is still seeking more than 35 volunteers to serve on several city boards and commissions. There are 13 boards and commissions, each with focused tasks and objectives that need a variety of individuals with unique backgrounds to serve. Anyone interested in serving can find more information in the application form at paristex.gov/boards or call 903-784-9291. Applications are due by June 7th. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol has issued a silver alert for 61-year-old Tommy Tynes, who was last seen in Lone Grove and was believed to be at risk. Tynes suffers from heart problems, diabetes, and has mobility issues. He was driving to Gainesville to visit his daughter but never arrived. He was believed to be driving a 2002 Honda Accord with Oklahoma plates NMW-109. Emergency supplies are sales tax-free this weekend in Texas. The tax holiday begins at midnight on Saturday, April 27th, and will run until midnight on Monday, April 29th. It's in effect online as well as in local stores. Tax-free items include portable generators, emergency ladders, axes, batteries, can openers, carbon monoxide detectors, coolers and ice chests, fire extinguishers, first aid kits, fuel containers, and more. A 22-year-old Titus County fugitive who had been on the lam for more than a year has been captured in Garden City, Missouri. Colby Roach had assaulted a Titus County deputy during the execution of a search warrant for the arrest of another fugitive who was related to Roach. Roach was sentenced to probation for the offense, but violated that probation. Two men have been arrested for the 2016 cold case murder of a Longview businessman. The victim, Ronnie Haraney, owner of Haraney's Feed Store, was shot to death at his home. 87-year-old Reza Kamali of Longview was booked into the Gregg County Jail Wednesday for murder. 38-year-old Alfredo Liscano of Garland was arrested in Dallas County for murder. Arrest documents allege that Kamali hired Liscano to kill Haraney. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.